Scano Sego Sigoli Ani, and welcome to Compelling Conversations. I'm your host, David Moses. You are listening to 100.3 FM, the voice of the grand, and it is a pleasure to welcome to the show. I have with me Jess Boulay. She is the assistant director with 101 De Wegens, and we're going to talk about that and tell you more. And I also have with me here on the show Jody Harbour, and she is mostly associated with Grandmother's Voice. However, in this instance, she is also an integral part of 101 De Wegens, community engagement person with them. I'm going to welcome both Jody and Jess to the show. So, ladies, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, Sego.
I'm going to start with Jess. Jess, I'm wondering if you can first of all tell us a little bit about the 101 De Wegens, because they have an event coming up on Six Nations here on the weekend.
Yes.
On Sunday, and it's at the Gathering Place. And from what hours, when can people start showing up, or how is the process for enrolling in this? Jess?
So the process for enrolling is you can register online if you go to 101dewegens.com. If you go to the Get Involved tab and events and workshops, it's listed there. The times are listed and the activities that we're doing in time slots, and you can just click there and register. And we're really excited to have people come out. It's really a beautiful, immersive project that we can't wait to share with everyone.
Yes, it is. In fact, under 101 De Wegens, it's a Living Hearts Legacy. And I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about the background of this so people understand what it's all about. Because I saw some of this when I saw it happening at a school in Oakville. Yes. That I was participating with. And of course, met Jackie and Oliver there and talked with them. And I was really hoping that they might be able to participate with us here today. But I know they're very busy with, in fact, the drums and getting things ready. So can you tell us a little bit about the background of this?
Yeah, absolutely. So Grandmother Jackie and Elder Oliver are responsible or founders of the project. And A Living Heart's Legacy, De Wegen means a living heart. And these drums are representative of that. And what we're doing with the process is we create a De Wegen, a drum that has 13 sides. And on the inside of each of them is wood burned a name of children that unfortunately didn't make it out of the residential school system. And what we're having right now and what the workshop is about is preparing these frames. So we're inviting members of the community to be a part of it, to sand and wood burn into it, to put their good energy into the frames. And what's going to happen when this phase of the process, this chapter wraps up, is we are going to have the drums laced up with deer hide, and those 101 drums are going to be sent off to Indigenous and non-Indigenous artists to paint inspired by the message of what a next sentence for us together look like. What is a positive way that we're going to move forward into the future collectively together?
Hmm. And where are the drums going to go? They're going to travel around the country. They're going to go to different parts of the country, aren't they?
Yes, these drums are open to artists across Canada, and they will be shipped out. And the goal is that once the drums are painted by the artist, then we're going to, and all of these artist stories are going and inspirations are going to be hosted on our websites for people to learn and learn more about. And some of it, Indigenous history and what inspires them and what it means to certain people. And they're all going to come back and be birthed together. And then those drums are going to be hopefully shipped out and remain together and in a drumming across Canada, coast to coast, is something that we were presented with, and we're hoping that comes through. But we always want them to be together after the whole process is done, and possibly be an exhibit and a learning education piece for people. We want them to live on after this project is done.
Now, is there significance to the 101, and how and where are the names coming from that get engraved in the drums themselves?
Well, there are lots of significances to the numbers in the project itself. There's 13 sides of the drums to represent the 13 moons. Mm-hmm. Jackie and Oliver are really the ones that can speak more on the 101. They did start this project before this one with 99 drums, and they wanted to continue over that 100 mark, and then eventually for it to be 102, 103. And that's why for Oliver, it's so important when he sees those ellipses, those dot, 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 because this project is not over when the drums are painted and the whole project is done. It's about living on and moving forward. And to speak to where the names came from, it's an actual registry of known names of like children that unfortunately didn't make it out of the residential school system. And we want them remembered. We want their names not to be forgotten, and we want them to live on and for them to know that we're doing something positive, and we want to lead a better future in their honor.
So Jody, tell me a little bit about how you got involved with this.
Well, I know Grandmother Jackie and Oliver from being in community, and for those of the listeners that don't know them, they're very active and have been for a long time in traditional Indigenous ways and in community, and so they're constantly pulled into different areas to share their knowledge, and so I knew them that way, and they invited me into their circle one Sunday to experience the drums. And I really didn't know what I was going for, but they had asked after I had that experience, after they reeled me in and I sat with this beautiful energy of this drum burning, sitting with them. And then when we sat in the circle, they said, you know, this is our vision, and this is, you know, what we want to bring to the communities. We, you know, it's time to heal and really try to preserve the love and the remembering of these children and the experiences, you know, that have created this legacy, and it's time to create something to move forward. And I was just, yeah, this is so in alignment with what we need to do in our society right now. So I just was like, whatever we can do, what can we do as grandmother's voice? You know, we become this collective of people that are ready to heal and want to bring people together. And this was one of those ways that we could do that. So I just asked however they needed us to support them. And it was really, you know, like we had said in the introductory, it was just to get the message out there and bring people in and do what Grandmother's Voice does, is create events and opportunities to gather.
And of course, some of those Grandmother's Voices are from Six Nations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where my ancestry is from. So my great grandmother was from, she's Cayuga, and she was from Six Nations. And so it just felt right on the circuit that we were doing. You know, we've had several different areas, and that's, you know, kind of what I've done is reach out to our community and our partners to ask, hey, would you like to be a part of this? How can we help to elevate and help them with expenses? Because this isn't, you know, all of these materials to create this vision cost money. And, you know, how are they doing it? And they were doing it, like when we say grassroots, this is grassroots. This is two elders that were, you know, together manifesting a future and a vision of love and hope and healing for what many of our ancestors have, you know, this was their legacy. I look at it as this is our cultural sacrifice, and we need to come together now. They sacrificed for us to still be here. And the least we can do is support, you know, the elders that have these beautiful visions of healing people and healing our intergenerational trauma and healing, you know, the seven generations and all of these beautiful teachings that our elders carry for the people of today to be able to heal and, you know, live in a good way. So I'm honored that we, you know, to know that the gathering place was available on this weekend, because we know it's the bread and cheese and, you know, a lot happening in community, but it's also a really, you know, what the grandmothers and elders share is that we're in a really important time of shifting, and we know truth, you know, we see it, we're living it, but how do we really try to find hope and healing when we're living the truth of a lot of the oppression still existing. And so we just looked at this as a great opportunity to bring it to the community and offer it for people to come and be involved and just touch what healing feels like, touch what community feels like, and be in that space. So I'm excited to be there.
So that's happening this Sunday at the Gathering Place, as you mentioned, on Bread and Cheese Weekend. So Sunday, May 21st. Of course, Bread and Cheese taking place on Monday, the 22nd. But going back to this event, in case people are interested in how and what time it's going to take place, Jess, can you tell us the timing? What time can people start showing up? You said do they have to pre-register, or can they show up on the day of the event?
Yeah, so we put the registration so that we have an idea of how many people are going to travel through, in and out of the space. But so the first session begins at 10, and you can register online from 10 until 12, and then we have time for a little bit of a break, and then it goes from 1 until 3. And there's a lot of seating. I just actually created the seating, the floor plan, and we've set it up so that there's, space for people to work on the drums for burning into the drums, the design, and then also preparing the strikers. There's an area for that. And then there's an area for the bags, the leather bags that are, they're so beautiful. I like the room is going to be so full of love and energy. And then there's just tables that we created for people to gather, because we did speak with some of the Mohawk Village Memorial Park survivor group. Some are going to come to be a part of that as well. So, and then there's tables just for, just sitting and being. And then we also created a circle area, because we do like to start each session in circle. And then it's really, it's just coming, just being there, knowing that it's there, the doors are open. And if you don't register, it's really not that big of a deal. We just want you to come and support this legacy project that we really, everyone that's been a part of it so far sees the vision that Jackie and Oliver speak of. And it's a real thing. When you're in the room, you really feel the living heart. So I hope that this talk, David, thank you so much for making time for us today, just to let people know that this is an opportunity for them to come and visit.
Going back to Jackie and Oliver, Jess, I'm just wondering if you can tell us a little bit more about them. I believe, are they located in the Niagara area? Is that where they're?
Yes, yeah, they're in the Niagara region.
Yeah, but they've been traveling around with this and taking it around. So it's now going to be at the Gathering Place on Sunday, as we mentioned, starting at 10 a.m. People can register online by going to the 101 DeWeggins website page, and that's 101DeWeggins.com. If people go there, that is spelled DeWeGuns, in case people want to know to find it directly. There you can also find out about a little more about Jackie and Oliver. You can find out about their vision. You can find out about this Living Heart legacy and the 101 drums. You can get to see some pictures of some of the things that have gone on in the past with it as well. And it's your opportunity at this point. It's coming right to Six Nations, so people can take part in this, spend time burning a name of a child who was at one of the residential schools and unfortunately was not able to make it home, let's say. And it's a chance to remember them, as you said, and I think a wonderful way of doing that is through this drum process as well. What haven't we talked about, or what haven't we spoken to regarding either this event or about the 101 drum itself that you guys feel is important to mention? Jody, is there anything else you can think of?
Well, I think that there's still space for artists that are interested in expressing themselves on the face of the drums. That's what I really thought was a beautiful extension of how, we'll be able to like create this healing, because everyone sees this and doesn't how you're affected. We've all been affected. This was, something that has affected every single person in this country, whether you know it or not. This is, something that is a collective healing, collective healing of trauma and generational.
Yeah.
right? So if there's anyone out there that feels called that they'd like to be an artist, there's a place that you can submit your submission, your registration, I guess.
Yeah, on the website.
Is that right, Jess?
Yeah, at the top navigation of our website, if you go to Calling All Artists, there's detailed information on how to apply. And something else to add, there's wood burning of the names for those who are a bit of an experienced wood burner, but there really is something for all ages. So there's sanding of the shakers if children want to put their good energy into it. There's wood burning the outline of the frames for people who want to try their hand at wood burning, but are not necessarily comfortable with the detailed work of putting someone's name in. And we just introduced working through the leather bag workshops, which is really exciting. They're punching the leather, they're threading it through and really getting their hands on these natural materials. You really do walk away feeling good, like you put good energy and you walk out feeling different. And I really encourage and I hope people do come and just put this good energy into the project. All are welcome, all ages.
And it's a way to contribute, right, to something positive to this really, really unfortunate part of Canadian history. And it's ongoing, right? I mean, this is not over yet. There is lots of, unfortunately, there's going to be many more names that are going to be added because of all the ground-penetrating radar that's going on that are exposing more and more of this at schools right across the country. And as you mentioned, Jody, you mentioned the Mohawk Institute Residential School Survivors, and that's happening right there at the Woodland Center as we speak. And that's going to take years to complete. So this is not over by any means, and certainly something that, as you say, people can really get involved with. And I think it's really a wonderful way for people to contribute, like you said, to feel like they have put something towards their positive energy towards this, whether it is in lacing up bags for the drums, whether it is engraving a name or just trying their hand at getting a wood burning and, or like you said, sanding the strikers and helping to prepare the strikers. So sounds great. This Sunday at the Gathering Place on Six Nations from 10 a.m. Until 12, and then from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. So there's a bit of a break for lunch as well. And people can sign up by going to the website at 101 DeWeggins, that is 101 DeWeggins.com. If you go there, you can find out all about registering. You find out about Jackie and Oliver and how they came about doing this and why they're doing it. Also a section for Calling All Artists, Jess, as you pointed out, where artists can get involved with this right across the country, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous, to help decorate. Is decorate the right word that they're going to be doing to these drums? How would you describe it?
Yeah, they're going to be painting on the face of the drums to show us what inspired them for a positive next century. Sentence moving forward.
Well, this is wonderful, and I say nyawa to both of you for taking the time to join me here on the show to get the message out about this, and I certainly hope that it's a great success and continued a great success with what Jackie and Oliver are doing with this as they roll it out, and I hope to literally hear good things from the drums as they get finished up and maybe get shown around the country to continue this legacy of bringing awareness to the residential schools and the unfortunate history that has left us here in this country. So I just want to thank Jody and Jess once again for taking the time out to join me here on Compelling Conversations, 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. All right, yeah. Take care. Jess Boulay is the assistant director with 101 DeWeggins, and Jody Harbour is the founder of Grandmother's Voice, and she is associated with raising awareness for 101 DeWeggins. A pleasure to have them both right here on the show. And you've been listening to CKRZ 100.3 FM. I'm your host, David Moses. This is Compelling Conversations. Until next time, I say nyawa, miigwech, ona, and bama pii.